Well, I'll start off by Ole Miss, I thought, came in and did a great job tonight. Played extremely hard. Thought it was another great atmosphere, great game. But I can't express enough how proud I am of our guys for the effort they showed tonight, the fight they had, and the will to win. You know, that was all about heart and passion tonight. And I think we had a lot of guys tonight that really put it all out there on the line tonight, and just happy and very fortunate to come out with the win.
Questions for the players, for Andrew. Could you talk about the last field goal, the last shot you made, was that 30 seconds? How did you get the ball kind of ended up in that?
I mean, Trevor did a great job penetrating the defense, and, you know, he lost it. But I think, you know, he got such a great position that when I got it, it put me in a good spot to take a good shot.
And what was going through your mind? Were you thinking of the situation?
Well, I was glad it went in because, you know, it gave us a bigger lead. But, you know, we couldn't rest because I think that only gave us a 3-point lead. And, you know, we had to make sure we couldn't get too caught up in it and get back and get another stop.
How where were you?
I looked up as I picked it up, and I thought it was about 3. So, you know, I just tried to get it up towards the goal, you know, before the shot clock went off.
What's your view from the sideline for that final few minutes?
It's very exciting. You know, it's going back and forth, and we finally got a lead. So, you know, we're just grateful to come out with a win.
Well, Michael and Andrew both, could each of y'all talk about the job that Charles Hankerson did off the bench tonight?
Yeah, I think he did a tremendous job coming off the bench. Did a great job on defense, knocked down big shots for us. And we need him to do more of that every game. And I feel like if he do that, yeah, we'll be a better team.
A lot of what he said, you know, he stepped up big in a good situation, you know, and he made some big shots, and, you know, he was really active defensively. And I think, you know, just the emotion and how hard he played, I think it kind of rubbed off on the rest of us. And, you know, the passion he played, what I think energized our team and helped us take it up to another level.
What about Trevor Relaford's defense there?
It was great, and I mean, you know, I think that's kind of what we've come to expect from him. You know, I think, you know, over his 2 years, you know, he's seen a lot of good guards, and I think, you know, he's used to it. And, you know, I think we pride ourselves on defense, and I think he does personally too. And, you know, he stepped up and made some really big plays, and he made it hard for them to run their offense, and I think that helped out our defense overall.
Did he get a hand on that ball at the end of the first overtime, going into the lane?
I don't remember.
He did. He did. On the drive to the rim? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything else for the players?
Andrew, what does it take when you guys are down after that first half to fight back into the game and eventually come back to the win?
Just staying the course. And, you know, that's the thing coach told us to do, you know, stay the course the whole time. And I think the thing was we stepped up defensively. And, you know, I think offensively we struggled at times. But I think especially the second half, our defensive intensity stepped up. And that, in a way, created a lot of offensive opportunities, and I think it frustrated them a little bit. And I think, you know, the more stops we got, the more confident that we got, and I think they helped us out.
You guys shot up 3 after maybe the midpoint of the second half. Was that by design?
We just realized what was working for us. You know, we felt like we had an advantage going inside through Jermichael and Tony and attacking the rim. And, you know, we didn't sell them. You know, we wanted to put pressure on their bigs, you know. And I think, you know, we just did a good job attacking and recognizing what helps us win.
Anything else? Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. We'll text you tonight to schedule them all.
All right. Yeah. Questions for Coach?
Coach, can you talk about being an RPI game like it was? You're 36 minutes point. Just I know we're one game at a time and all that, but how big was this win tonight overall?
Well, it was big for a lot of reasons. I hadn't even thought about, you know, the RPI standpoint. Obviously, you know, Ole Miss came in playing really good basketball. You know, they've got a really good team, and I think you know, in league play they were 4-3 coming in. We're 3-4, so you know, a lot of things for us. You know, that we needed to get the win tonight. Obviously, we want to protect our home court. You know, we knew that we'd have a fight on our hands. So just proud of the effort our guys gave. You know, a lot of things that we needed to do tonight. To put ourselves in position, we were able to get done. Yeah, I thought Hank was big. You know, he had Charles actually had little minor knee surgery on Monday. So we didn't know whether or not he would be available, you know, to even play today. And our trainers did a great job, and he actually returned to practice yesterday. Didn't really know how much time he would get today, but it was evident when he came in that he gave us a spark. He played with great energy, played with great passion, and like our guys said, you know, those things are certainly needed, you know, by our team. Yeah, I think he took a hit to the face. I'm not sure what happened. I know he came back with some type of a bandage on his chin. But you know, the medical staff said that we needed to limit him early there in the second half to make sure that he was okay. And I think maybe about the 10-minute mark of the second half, we got the clearance that he was good to go back. I thought he you know, really affected the game when he went back in. Yes.
Coach, can you talk about your message at halftime? You had the 10-3 foul differential going into the half, kind of a Vanderbilt.
Well, you know, I thought, you know, at the half, the thing that stood out, they were shooting 56% from the field, you know, and I thought just watching the game, I thought we had a level of frustration, again, because we weren't making shots and we were settling for shots. You know, we were 1-for-8 from the three-point line, and we were having success when we were attacking the rim. Now, they did a good job defensively in the first half. Give them credit with the way they guarded our ball screen actions and the way they defended. They got great size and length. But I thought we needed to be a little bit more patient, a little bit more aggressive at the same time in terms of attacking the rim. So the thing we talked about was doing that offensively. And then defensively, we needed to defend better. And, you know, I think in the second half, we did that. I think our defense really turned up in the second half, and actually, as the overtimes continued, I think we got stronger defensively, got more determined and more locked in.
Trevor sat for quite a while at the end of the first half. Was there anything going on there?
No, I just felt like, you know, we played, you know, 10 guys, 11 guys, you know, tonight, and we had a lot of guys that contributed in different ways, you know, so just part of the game. Well, that's always big, but certainly, you know, when you look at the effort that we got tonight out of a variety of guys, you know, you guys mentioned Hankerson, but, you know, I think, you know, obviously, you know, Andrew, you know, comes off the bench and does a great job. He gets 32 minutes tonight. I thought Cooper came in tonight and gave us some good minutes defensively and knocks down a big 3-4, you know, several guys, you know. Musa came in and gave us, you know, a big body. Yeah, he got 3 fouls in the first half there, but 2 blocks, did a good job for us. We had, you know, Ben Ablin came in and gave us some very good minutes from a defensive standpoint, ran the team. So, you know, we need that. We need that as a team. And, you know, I thought the thing I talked about before the game to our guys was that this needed to be a style of play game in terms of trying to get the tempo. You know, they're probably one of the more physical teams, not only in our league, but probably in the country. They got great size and great length. So we couldn't let them dictate the tempo, couldn't let them control the way the game was going to be played. So proud of our guys for what everybody did tonight.
What went into your decision to not start Tony?
Just the week of practice. Yeah, they did. I thought Summers was attacking the rim. I think it was about 4 seconds to go. And I thought Trevor made a tremendous hustle play, deflected the ball. And I think maybe we even came up with, yeah, we did come up with the possession. You know, it was a great hustle play by him and great awareness by our guys to make sure we recovered the ball.
Trevor just reaching back.
He was trailing. He was trailing, and yeah, and he tipped it from behind, got a piece of it, created a loose ball, and our guys came up with it.